But I can't really say nothing about the music they listen to. Hell, I mean, when I grew up in the 70s, we had some sucky music. I mean, the song I couldn't stand was Midnight at the Oasis. Bring your camel to bed. See, where I come from, you don't do shit like that. Sheep, maybe, but no camels at all. In the 70s, we were on the cutting edge of music technology. We had the 8-track tape. A couple people still has them right here. I had a friend of mine. He always used to hide his stash and his 8-track tape. And I'd come over to his house and I'd find it every time. He'd go, "How the hell do you do that?" I said, "George, there's just not that many people keeps 8-track tape in the freezer, you know what I mean?" He went out and got it one of these fake rocks. You put your house key in it, leave it outside. I go up to his house. I get it, I open the door, walk in. He goes, "How in the hell did you get in here?" I said, "I found the rock." I took the key and opened the door. He goes, "No way." I said, "George, you don't need the rock if you're going to keep it under your goddamn doormat." He goes, "Well, I'll bet you can't find this." He got one of these magnetic things for his car keys. You know, you stick it on your car. So I'm out there looking all under his car, you know, I can't find it. I said, "I give." He goes, "Ha, ha, ha, I knew you wouldn't find it." I said, "Where's that?" He goes, "In the trunk." I said, "George, I think you need to be laying off that shit you've been hiding in that 8-track tape.